Welcome to Femdom Frenzy. I am Mistress Victory Von Stryker, and this is my podcast where I get to talk to you about the demonic things I do to my poor little submissives when they dare to enter my dungeon. And be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. If you're a sub who is also a topper, if you know what I mean, you gotta one up all of your other competitors out there, then this episode is for you. Now, before we get into the nitty gritty, I want to let you know, if this is the first time you're listening, and if not, remind you that I have started a video podcast over there on Just a Little Torture with Mistress Victory. Oh yes, I am putting stories on torture from bedtime stories and Femdom Frenzy, plus old episodes of torture are being updated into video form. So it's a plethora of podcast playtime. Now, I'm not going to post nudity because I have too many issues with other channels trying to block me left and right when I don't even post it. And considering that I make money from Anchor, I don't want to do anything to mess that up. So there's not going to be any nudity, but I'm going to be dressed very sexy and talking about all the stuff that I do, and you'll get to see me, see my expressions, watch me talk to you, and you can't beat that shit for only 99 cents a month. Come on, you got that under your couch cushions, babies. If you really love me, then you will obey. And that's all I'm going to say. Oh, and of course, if you do want to see the naughty stuff, there's nightflirt.com and ismygirl.com, where I really rock your world. Now, as far as shout-outs, I've gotten some feedback from some listeners, and I'm talking too much about other people that they don't know or care about. So, I'm going to cut back a little bit because they're fast-forwarding through it, unless they're the person being talked about, which I suppose is normal. So, though I think people should hang on my every word because I'm a fucking femdom, I'm going to talk about people that something has come up about during my week, or maybe they put some money in my pocket, like Jay Willoughby, my editor, who works hard for the money, so you better treat him right. That means go buy Femdom Factory 2. I did, and you know what? That man can write, so I would not steer you wrong. Then, this week, it was my, not this week, I think it was last week, but it was very recently, Orion the Mighty Hunter had a birthday, so I wanted to give a shout out to him. Happy birthday, Andy, and you can get his book on Amazon.com and a few other places. He told me, and I can't remember, so I'm going to have him post a link. Go to his Twitter page, Orion the Mighty Hunter, or go to OrionTheMightyHunter.com. You'll find him. Then, my good buddy, E.A. Barker, on E.A. Barker's Naughty Page, he's got a book that I'm interested in called You and I, and if you go to his page, there are a million different ways you can get his stuff. He's got links, plus we talked about it on Twitter today, so if you follow me, then just look at all the stuff I talked about. There's a couple out there that I love and adore, and you know who you are. Y'all are the best because you know what communication is about. Pat and Harry, mwah, mwah, mwah. Do you know Duchess Cashmere? You got that milk money? We got that MILF money. So you better check out the Duchess Love Factory. She can whip it, flip it, hey. Actually, we have chatted on the phone before because she was my first guest way back when I was trying to do guests and I figured out that I could not do that whole delay thing. Then Anchor came after me for posting songs during the podcast at the end, and I did not know at that time that I was allowed to because the songs are part of the story and they editorialize, and I'm telling you to listen to the song. I'm not taking credit for the song. So now I know how to avoid that. Back then I did not, and I had to delete her episode. But I love the Duchess. Listen to her pussy poetry. She'll put you under her spell. And lastly, I think I want to talk about elust.com and Oz Big Down Under. Why? Because they post my shit on their site and I'm grateful for it. Just because I'm a femdom doesn't mean that I don't have manners. I fucking know how to say thank you. To all my friends out there, I love you all so much. Now, I know what you really came for. You came to find out about the tart from Instacart. So, I know that you want to get into the story. Now, a little background. I have posted another podcast episode where I talked about a guy who has a thing about veggies up the butt. And of course, as he should be, my sub listens to my podcast, and he was very inspired. So this is what happened, and some of you are going to find it brutal, 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 brutal. But sit your ass down, sit still, and pay attention. It's time for you to listen to my femdom frenzy. I'm aware my sub has been waiting a long time for me to talk about this role play session. I've been making him wait. He's like that irritating teacher's pet that's always raising his hand in class. You know the one. You can just hear him thinking, "Oh, please, pick me, pick me, pick me." When he heard my podcast episode about the guy with a thing for veggies, like I just told y'all, he called me immediately. He was in a sub-fueled craze to one-up that bitch in the best of ways. When he arrived, he practically ran through the door. He missed my raised eyebrow as he flew past. He was carrying a cloth grocery bag and had forgotten all about protocol as he sped into the torture room squealing, "Presents!" He dumped the contents on one of my tables and turned to me expectantly. But you know what? Y'all, I was standing there watching his silliness with my hands on my hips. And if you've seen my videos, if you've ever bought one off Night Flirt, or you've seen a clip on Is My Girl, or, you know, you've bought any of that stuff, then you know the pose. I turned up my nose and just stared him down. Minutes went by, but I did not say a word. The first person who speaks loses. Y'all know that, right? I can do this forever, dominating you with my femdom glare. I promise you, it never takes long. It was a matter of moments. He got the picture, realized his error. His excited expression converted to horror, and he fell before me, all apologies. He shrieked, "Mistress, forgive me. I was lost in the fantasy of the role play I would like today. Imagining the pain and the ecstasy, the wonderful ways you terrify me. Your pitiful slave is on his knees, begging for your sympathy." I laughed. "Don't do that again." He nearly peed his pants. He trembled when he saw my smile. He knew it meant danger. "Get your clothes off and prostrate yourself on the floor. I mean it. I want you on your belly. I do not want to see your face." Now he rushed to obey. It's always wise to do what I say. Normally, I would do this with him face up so I could savage his tender guts, drive a heel into his dick. No, he had not earned that. He loves it too much. This punishment is so much worse. It's more humiliating too. Plus, he can't see me, which for him is devastating. I walked on him, dug into his balls where they peeked out from under his ass like deflating balloons. He thanked me for the agony as he took his shame gracefully. I gave him permission to sit up and confess his burning desire, ordered him to tell me what had him in such a tizzy. I directed my attention to the clutter on the table. There was an assortment of dildo-shaped vegetation. He said he loved the idea of a squash up the butt, so he thought he could pretend that he was an Instacart delivery driver bringing me ingredients for a special recipe, which is ridiculous in itself because y'all know I don't fucking cook, right? In his haste, he leaves out important provisions that I must have. I become enraged, so I tear into him and demonstrate how to really make a salad, femdom style. There was also a new toy that he brought, a pump that goes in the anus, then you blow it up to expand and gape the asshole. Glorious. I was ready to do some serious damage. I brought out the worst of the worst, my most vicious implements. The sight of these items is enough to terrorize. I was energized. I chose the wheel of needles, so much worse than that regular wheel that most people use, and my metal inlaid paddle just to get the blood flowing. And you know what else? Since he was so amped to beat Veggie Guy at his own game, I selected a sounding device designed to make him think twice. Not the one that I use on the average. I'm talking the ones that are textured and torment all the way down. Sadist. Yes, I know. Sadist. A jolt to the heart would be a good start. So I turned him on with my violet wand. He wanted my anger, so I gave him a banger. For most subs, these items would be part of the finale. But for him, it was only the beginning. Be careful what you wish for. You've heard it before. I tell you 'cause it's true, and you should get a clue. He was still on the floor. I said, sit, so he did. He knew he was already in trouble. He did not want to make it double. I covered my hands in fisting gloves, then gave that fool a great big shove. Not regular old latex gloves, fisting textured gloves. Oh yes. I wound a chain flogger around my wrist, then I said this, ready? Here I come. That was his cue that the scene had begun. And y'all, he was undone. Now y'all know how I do. I enunciated my words calmly and clearly, but they were definitely laced with arsenic. So, this is what I said. Let me see if I have this correct. Your job was to read a list, get the items on the list, make sure that you have everything, and then bring those items to me. You failed miserably. What do you have to say for yourself? What's wrong with you besides the obvious? I did that thing I adore when I'm in humiliation mode, the slow up and down checkout. Then I gave him a look that said pathetic. Panic coated him in anxiety. He tried to stand, but I just knocked him back down. Not hard, just enough to put him in his place. Yep, pushed him down and said, nope. Grovel on the ground while you explain your actions. He jumped like a startled deer when I snapped the chain against his bottom, leaving a vicious red imprint. I did not raise my voice, but I surely raised his temperature. He mumbled another apology as he tried to get his story straight, but I interrupted his gibberish. Stop. You're not capable of a coherent explanation. I do not have the patience for your nonsense. Now, shall I tell you what I think happened? Shut up. It was rhetorical, dummy. I see into your brain. It's no accident that the ingredients you managed to gather are phallic. Wanted in the ass? Just had to ask. You did not have to bungle your task. You went about this in the wrong way. Ooh, now you're gonna have to pay. He shivered at the malice in my tone, but y'all, his dick sure had grown. sensations tearing at his skin, needles and pins digging in. I poked him with my violet wand, then wrapped him up in plastic bonds. Y'all have seen that picture of the plastic wrap wheel that I can just whip around real fast. I fastened his arms to his legs, left him hanging on the edge. I paddled his booty with stainless studs, leaving my marks like little rose buds. I knew he drooled for my fisting gloves, but first there must be sounding love. I clutched his cock and held it steady. The power I felt was uber heady. Because y'all know, right? Sounding simply thrills my soul. My favorite method to show I'm in control. I punctured his slit and in it went. Oh, so slowly on a downward glide. Oh boy, his eyes were opened wide. The stimulation was elation for me and him. I savored his pain with an evil grin. He took it all with grace, strain painted on his face. I was delighted, so I decided that he'd had enough. Time to treat his gaping butt. I lubed his tunnel till it was juicy, then rewarded him for his duties. First, I used my textured hands. My fist of love made its demands. Roma tomatoes plugged that leak. A carrot in the hole can't be beat. Then came the part that fevered his dreams. A cucumber in the ass surely made him cream. Then an eggplant made him scream. The loveliest thing about organic dildos, no cleanup. Just throw them away after your play. So he came and he was spent. I praised his rare obedience. Y'all know why? Because I am wonderful at aftercare. If you're gonna lay your soul bare for me, then I am gonna cuddle you like you are my sweet little angel close to my heart, which is what I did. I hugged him to my bosom, nestled close so he could listen to my heartbeat. His racing pulse slowed in sync with mine. He fell asleep in my arms as he succumbed to my charms. My silly little sweetie tart cuddled up against my heart. Because you know, your future lays in my hands when you submit to my demands. Signed, sealed, delivered, you're mine. Love ya, mean it. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Enjoy punk cover moose. Mwah.
Oh yeah! Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. Now I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, here I am, shot, sealed, delivered, up.
dude, what's up? My name is Moose. Thanks so much for checking out my cover. Make sure you give me a thumbs up and share it with a friend. Help me spread the word. Please subscribe to my channel. After you click that, click the little bell. Every time I release a video, which is every third Wednesday of every single month, and I'm always taking requests, so make sure you comment down below any songs you'd like to hear me cover, or you can just comment and say, hey, or, you know, one of those little high five emojis. I like high fives, they're... You can listen to all of my covers, including my last album, Oldies Volume 1, for free on Spotify, Apple Music. If you're into physical merch, I have vinyls and CDs on my website, punkcovermoose.com. And of course, if you do the Patreon thing, make sure you follow me on Facebook and Instagram, because I'm giving away stuff for free all the time. I think giveaways would be free. Yeah. All the links for those are down below. You can click right here to watch my last video, or right here to watch a playlist of all of my videos. How exciting? Who cares?
All right.